So you're allowed to wear them home. Divin Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir Shita. Senech Namis, you see, according to Rebbe Meir, this Svara, that even though they're a new pair, we're not afraid maybe they were made L'shem Kimeya for an ornament. Because people don't bother themselves so much to make such a type of an ornament that's mamish like tefillin. So Rebbe Tak holds like Rebbe Meir Svara. But Rebbe Meir holds this Svara, a person doesn't bother so much to make something to look like tefillin. Therefore, if you find something looking like tefillin, it's 100% a pair of tefillin, and it has kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to leave it in the streets on Shabbos, you have to wear it home. Rabbi Yehuda Issa, though, Rabbi Yehuda Issa b'chadoshes. If you don't know, if you find a new pair, you're not allowed to wear them home. We have to be afraid that a person does bother himself to make an ornament look just like a pair of tefillin, just l'shem refuah. Omate b'yishonis, but he's only matthew to wear home an old pair. Alma, what do we see here? That it's a machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. Masav atarich inish. Rebbe Yehuda holds a person does bother himself so much to make a pair, to make an ornament looking just like tefillin. Or masav atarich inish. And Rebbe Meir holds enech nami. A person doesn't bother himself so much. Therefore, even if you find a new pair of tefillin, still you're allowed to wear them home. So Rebbe like this miyashiv is takam machlokes tanoim. Right. But now that Avua de Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yitzchok, taught us like this, Elu hen yishonis. He taught us like this. You know what's called new tefillin? It doesn't mean a chil between new and old, whether it was used a long time or not. Now you know what the difference between new and old is. What's called new? Yishonis. Well, what's called old ones? What's called old ones? Kol sheyesh bem ritzuos umukusharis. We're talking about a half strap that has a ritzuos on the tefillin, and you have a kesher also. The knot is made. You have the kesher on the shorosh, therefore poshut geret. If you find this tefillin on the street, that it has a knot already, so you're allowed to put it on, because by putting it on, like that's called a derech malbish. That's the way you're wearing it. Is that's called chadoshes. That's called yishonos. That's called old ones. What's called chadoshes, that's also to wear them. What's called new ones? It doesn't mean like it was never used, it looks brand new. No, chadoshes means yesh bem ritzuos v'loy mekusharis. It means that it has ritzuos, there are straps in the tefillin, but they're not tied up. You don't have the kesher in the shorosh. The shorosh just has the straps through it, but there's no knot there. So l'maisi, you can't wear it now on Shabbos, because without making a knot, that's not the maisi mitzvah. The mitzvah to wear tefillin is only if you have a kesher, and we'll soon see you're not allowed to make a kesher on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't wear it home because poshut geret, you have no way of doing the ma'isa mitzvah. Like the only reason why it's called a tachshit is because that's the way you do the mitzvah in the middle of the weekday. So by wearing it on Shabbos, it's called a tachshit. But if it doesn't have a knot on it, that's not the way you wear it in the middle of the weekday. So according to Avua de Shmuel, it's a new svara. New ones and old ones, there's no suffix here that maybe it's a kameyan. Everybody holds it's vaday tefillin. The only shalom is lemaisa. Can you wear it home or not? If it has a knot on the shalosh, you can wear it home. If it doesn't have a knot, you can't do anything. You can't make a knot now in Shabbos, so you can't wear it home. So the Gemara, the kula, like this chat is, the kula yal, everybody holds, loitarach inish, that no, everybody holds, a person does not bother himself so much to make an ornament, to l'shem refuah, to heal you, to make it look like tefillin. Therefore, if you find a pair of tefillin, pshita 100%, it was made l'shem kedushas tefillin, and it has kedusha on it. Now, why does the Mishnah say a new pair you can't wear home? Because a new pair means you don't have a knot in the shorosh. There's no knot, so therefore you can't wear it home. You can't stop carry it, there's an itzi d'oraisa. The only heter is to wear it the way you do the mitzvah. Now, if it doesn't have a knot in the shorosh, you can't wear it the way you do the mitzvah. For at the Gemara, why not? V'le'navinhu, ma'aniv. Why can't you make a bow? True, it's also to make a kesher. A kesher, not allowed to make a kesher on Shabbos, it's nisi deraisa to make a kesher. But I call upon him, some make a bow? You're allowed to make a bow on Shabbos. So why do I care if you find a tefillin that the ritzuos doesn't have a kesher, there's no knot in the shorosh? So what if there's no knot? Now on Shabbos, go make a bow. A bow that's oimed afterwards, when you take it home, you'll take out the bow. So it's not a bow that you're going to make shor kayoma. It's mutter to make it. So why can't you make a tefillin this way? From this din, from Avu de Shmuel, Rav Yitzchok, Yavarai, from here we see Zoysameris. Here it said that Aniva Psula Betfilin. You should know, even though you're allowed to make a bow on Shabbos, But by making a bow, you're not making the mitzvah tefillin. The mitzvah tefillin says ukshartem. You have to make a kshira. It has to be a knot in your tefillin. A knot means a gzunta knot. Like we have our shel rush and the shel yad, we have a knot. That's the mitzvah tefillin. But stam to take the ritzuas on Shabbos and to make an anivon, to make a bow, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, if you find a tefillin that only has straps, doesn't have any knots, halacha is you're not allowed to wear it home now. Because lamaisa, you can't wear it. Because without a knot, that's not a maisa mitzvah. It's not called a tachshit then. It's not called an ornament to the body. It's not called bottle to the body. It's called a masli. So that's the reason why if you find a new pair without the knot, you can't wear them home. Because there's no way to make a knot on Shabbos. And a bow, you're not makarim the mitzvah sisters with a bow. So Abaye says no. Abaye Rama Rabbi Yehuda Latimer. Abaye wants to say maybe you have no Rai here. Maybe with a bow you would be Mekayim Mitzvah Tefillin. Mitzvah Tefillin, even though the Torah, the Pasuk says, Ukshartem, Ukshira, you have to make a knot. Maybe your bow is also considered a knot. So Abizoy, if a bow is considered a knot, that you Mekayim the Mitzvah Tefillin, so it's Shever, why if you find a Tefillin, why can't you make the bow on Shabbos? The Torah says, Rabbi Yehuda Latimer, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his own Shita. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Mesech the Shabbos is that Anivog Shira Mal Yusahi. That Rabbi Yehuda holds it's also to make a bow on Shabbos. By making a bow, that's also an Issa Diraisam. That's also considered a Kshira Mal Yusam. So therefore, it could go Lishitosa. That's what's very good also. That Rabbi Yehuda holds for Tefillin, it'd also be good a bow on Anivog. Because he holds even for Hilka Shabbos, a bow is considered a real Kshira. It's considered a real knot. So therefore, here you can't make the bow on Shabbos, because that's an issur d'oraisa making the bow. So therefore, you can't make the bow, so you can't be mekayim the mitzvah, you're not allowed to carry wear at home. That's the shita. So we've been dying now. Taima di anivok shira mal yasehi. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are you not allowed to make the bow now on Shabbos? Because by making a bow, you're being over one of the Lama Tes Malachis, you're doing a Maisek Shira. Palav Hochi, but if it wouldn't be for Shabbos, if it wouldn't be for Lama Tes Malachis, on Ivlahu, as the mitzvah tefillin alone, maybe you would be allowed to make a bow. By making a bow, an Aniva, an Oniv, that's also considered the mitzvah Ukshatim by tefillin. That's what Abaye wants to say. How could you say that? How could you say by just making a bow, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah? How could a bow have a kima mitzvah of tefillin? I've omer Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said over the name of Rav Shmuel. The omer Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shmuel. Omer Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, the son of Shmuel, bar Shelis, mishmeid Rav, said over the name of Rav, that kesher shel tefillin. The locher is when you make a knot on the tefillin, whether it's on the shel rosh, or the shel yad, you should know halacha l'moshe m'sinayhu. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinayhu. So then midiraisa. Midiraisa, you have to make a knot in the tefillin. And what type of a knot does it have to be? V'yomer Rav Nachman, u'nevehem labar. That the nevehem means the oisiyos of the shin dalad yud have to be sticking out. On the outside, you have to see it. Like we have it. If you look in the back, the dalad, or we have some have like a mem, it's two dalads, but the dalad has to be sticking out in the back. That means if I look at your back, I see the dalad. The dalad looks at a person looking at you. Not that the dalad should be facing your hair, your head, but the dalad should be facing outside. So somebody looks at your back, looks at the knot of the tefillin, he sees the dalad. That's the way the halacha has to be. That the shin dalad yud, the oisiyos have to be on the outside. So who the kasher is, if you have to have like the shin or the dalid in the shell rush, you have to have the dalid there, how could you make a bow? The chura only a knot makes a dalid, not a bow. And it's the Gemara Nechanami, the onev lu kank shira, that wouldn't be so shver. The onev lu kank shira did who? That they made the bow look just like a knot. So even with the bow alone, you can make it that the back of the shell rush looks like a dalid. So you'll have a keem of the local Moshe Messinai, that the back of the knot has to look like a dalad. Even if you make a bow, it's possible to make a bow also look like a dalad. That wouldn't be the bikashim. So therefore, asuchas tefillin, you would be allowed to make a bow. So the reason why the Mishnah says, new ones, you're not allowed to wear home, is because asuchas Shabbos, it's also to make a bow. Because if Yehuda goes with Shitasa, he holds, making a bow is an issur d'oraisa.
Rashi says, "Halach l'mashim Sinai, heichu osoy shedoy meladalit." That how you have to make the knot is halach l'mashim Sinai. That it has to look like a dalit. Over tviras also kimin shimin shin. And when we tie the wraps, the strips around, or ritzuas around, it looks like a shin. Or ritzua ketana kavua ben v'roisha kofa v'doy melayud harei shin dalad yud. That's how on the tefillin it looks like the shin, the dalad, and the yud. Because of the yud usually in the tefillin shel yad, when you have your knot that's sticking out on right next to the batim, that looks like a yud. That little string that sticks out, that's the yud. So you have the shin. We make the shin on our hands. And the dalet is in the shalrosh, is the kesher, or else the shin is on the tefillin also. On the shalrosh itself, you have the shin boilet sticking out of the ritzuas, of the bottom. It's on top of the tefillin shalrosh, on the two sides, you have a shin sticking out. So that's the shin. The dalet is in the knot of the shalrosh, and the yud, that's the extra little piece sticking out by the shal yad. Now these are alochas midiraisa, it's aloch l'mashim Sinai. So the kasha was, by making a bow, how do you have these? The Torah says, yes, even by making a bow is possible. Rashi Nuvehim, Oysa Heker, Oysa Yes Labar, Luchutz, it has to be sticking outwards. Sheinam Kalfi Atfil, not inside. Ben Abatim, Elekineged Maris Ayin. Lefishinema Ben Vero, Tanya Blazer God, Loime Enel Tfilin Shel Rosh. So in other words, even the shin that's on the Tfilin Shel Rosh, the shin should not be inside the Tfilin between one bias and the other bias. But it's like we have an out tefillin. It's sticking out on the outside. If somebody looks at the tefillin, they could see the shin on the top of the sharush. But the pasuk says, "V'ro kolam yoret." You're supposed to be able to see the tefillin. So the kasha was by a bow. How do you have it? The Torah says, "Yes, even by a bow, it's possible to make a bow also look like a dalet." So you could have the kitzur, even the tefillin sharush could also be kosher. It also look like a dalet, and therefore the only reason why it's no good, according to Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda holds al Hilchas Shabbos, it's one of the lametes melachos. By making a bow, that's also an issue deraisa. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you find a new pair of tefillin, there's no eitzah to wear at home because you can't make the bow on Shabbos. That's an issue deraisa. Tomorrow night, Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav, Halokeach Tfilin, Mimi She'enoi Mumcha. If somebody buys Tfilin from a cipher or else from a person or store that sells it, the person himself is not a Mumcha. We don't know 100% if you can trust him or not. But did he write the Tfilin Lishmo? Was the Tfilin written the right way? Maybe the Oisi is missing, maybe something's wrong with him. He's not a Mumcha. So you buy a pair of Tfilin for somebody that's not a Mumcha. Is the Halokha? Rashi learns halakhech tefillin means har beyachid. You buy a lot of pair at one time. V'lach solomoychren v'loychem mishein amumcha. As you're like an in-between person, you're buying a 100 pairs of tefillin. I'm asked to sell it to other people. So you buy it from one person, and the person you bought it from is not a trustworthy person. He's not a mumcha. And what's the halacha? The halacha is boydik shtayim shoyad. You have to check out two shoyads. The achas sharush and one sharush. Hey, take out of these 100 pairs of tefillin, take out two shalyads and open them up, check them out. On the tzad, they're kosher. And then you take out one sharush and check it out. You see it was written bedigduk. Everything was done by kashrus. That's a chazoka that this person writes lishmo and he does everything good. You don't have to check the rest. Because three times is a chazoka. Once he was checked out three times, that's called a chazoka. In Neman, he writes well. B'yachas sharush, or else the other way, oishtayim sharush, or else take two of sharushes, check them out, b'yachas shoyad, and take one of a shoyad, and you check out these three, then it's okay, you don't have to check anymore, then you have a right to Naman that this person is a mumcha. Fret yimara monashach, like what's going on here, what do you hold, monashach, what's your svara? If you bought it from one person, if you bought these 100 pairs from one person, true, you have to have three times to be a chazaka. You have to check out three of his doings. Once you checked out three things that he did, it's a chazaka, everything he does is kosher. So why can't you check out three shalyads or three sharoshes? How come you say you have to be two and one? What's wrong to be three? Three of one. Yeah.
Oy, if Elamai imitrate losagavri zovin, Elamai, this person went and bought it from two or three different people, or bezoi kol chad v'chad aboy b'dika. Then it doesn't help to check out two or three. So why do you check out two and three? Maybe these three you bought from Reuven. He's the good seifer. But you bought from three or four other people. The other pairs you bought came from Shimon, came from Levi. And he's not a mumcha. So if you bought from a few different people, it doesn't help you checking out one or two pairs. You're going to have to check them all out. So what's going on here? Who did you buy from that we say you have to check out two sharoshes and one shoyat? And for the Gemara, Liyoyla Mechad Gavrizovin. Havad, we're talking about he bought from one person. He bought all these 100 pairs from one person. Now, Bezoy, the kasher is, why do you have to check out two and one? What's wrong to do three shoyads or three sharoshes? The Teretz says, Ubina de mismoche v'shoyad of a sharosh. You have to make a chazoka. A chazoka true means you have to check him out three times. But when you check him out the three times, it has to be a chazoka on both pairs of tefillin. Like on the shoyad and the sharosh. Like maybe he only knows how to do the shoyads good. Maybe sharoshes, he doesn't know how to write so well. So therefore, when you're checking out true, you have to check out three is enough. But in these three, has to at least be one shoyad and one sharosh. And the third one could be either one of them. This is like Sas Chiddush like. You don't have to have three shoyads and three sharoshes, because they're not mamish altogether different. They're gefort, they're both the same pashis. They're both the tefillin. But so you have to just check out three. But in the three, it has to be at least one from the shoyad and one sharosh. And the third one could be either one. That's why either two rushes and one yad, or two yads and one sharosh. That's why you have to check out three, and one of in these three, it has to be both the shoyad and the sharosh. Yeah. For the more of a height, for the more druk of a shell yad of a sharush. For the more any, it's not like that. Vatoni Rabba Bashmuel, the tefillin, Rabba Bashmuel said, oh, balocha by tefillin is like this. Boydik shola shell yad visharush. That you have to check out three shell yads visharush. Is my love, what did he mean to say? The Huri meant to say is, oi shola shell yad. Does you have to check out three, true. But the three could either be three of yads, or sholosh sharosh. So you see, you don't have to have in the three one rosh and one yad. It's enough to have three yads or three roshes, not like we're saying. And the Gemara, no, that's not what he meant to say. He meant to say sholosh mehen. Sholosh mehen. You have to check out three of them. No, sholosh. You have to check out three. Mehen, shol yad, and mehen sharosh. From these three, there has to be at least one.